The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
In the news, the food firm which supplies three quarters of Britain's curry houses has been sold for 105 million quid.
Blimmin' hell.
Oof. Of course, most curry houses will then personalise their dishes, especially if you insult the waiter.
Oh, don't.
Yeah, little tip, don't ever, if you've got anything to say about a waiter or something you're not happy about, leave it till you've got your food. Little tip for you.
New Kid on the Block.
Well, you're worth thinking about that,
no,
is it?
Definitely Whoa. Not.
7:22, New Kid on the Block time. Our champion is back for day four. Hello, Abby.
Hiya.
How are you?
All right.
Sound a bit tired. Did you have a late night last night?
A bit.
A little bit. What time did you go to bed?
10.
What time?
10.
10?
Yeah.
It's a bit late, isn't it?
Yeah.
What time do you normally go to bed when you're in school? Because you're on half term at the moment. What time do you normally go to bed when you're in school?
8.
8 o'clock. What did you do yesterday? Anything nice?
My auntie and the two cousins that I said hello to, they came over to Nana's house.
Right, so what did you play out, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you have for your tea last night?
Fish fingers and chips.
Fish finger and chips?
Yeah.
What's your favourite meal in the world? If your mum said you can have anything tonight, what do you fancy? What would you have?
Spaghetti bolognese.
Spaghetti bolognese. Okay, Abby, well, stay there. Thanks a lot for coming on, because I know it's you're off school at the moment, so getting up this early is a bit of a pain in the bum, isn't it?
Yeah.
But as long as you're on the radio and being famous, we're very grateful. Thank you, Abby. Daniel is here as well. Hello, Daniel.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Are you married?
No.
Why?
Because.
Because what?
Because
of the wonderful things that she does. How old are you, Daniel?
7.
Okay. Do you work?
No.
Why?
Because I go to school.
Oh, you go to school. Which school do you go to?
Our Lady of Compassion.
All right. What do you want to do when you leave school, Daniel?
Be a footballer.
Which one?
Everton.
Want to play for Everton? Who's your favourite player?
Johnson,
okay. You got a girlfriend?
No.
Why?
Because.
And everything's because, isn't it, Daniel?
Yeah.
What did you do yesterday?
Played on the PS2 and did my Holy Communion book.
All right, okay. So what did you have for your tea last night?
Sausage pasty.
Okay, and if you could have anything to eat tonight, or your mum said you have anything at all tonight, what would you have? Favourite meal?
Macaroni cheese.
I like that.
Macaroni cheese. Okay, then, welcome to the show, Daniel. You're allowed to ask Abby one question now. Say hello, introduce yourself, and ask her a question.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your favourite subject?
Maths.
Yeah.
Okay, Abby, do you want to ask Daniel a question?
What's your favourite thing to do?
Play on
the PS2.
There we go. Typical little boy, eh? What's your favourite thing to do, Abby?
Go horse riding.
Okay. Okay, you two. Well, if you know an answer, you've got to shout your name. Abby, shout Abby. Daniel, shout Daniel. And it's the first 1, 2, 3. Are you both ready?
Yeah.
Good luck. There we go. Question number one is on animals. What do we call a group of sheep?
Abby.
Flock.
Yes, that's right!
Well done, Abby. It is a flock. Correct. Did you know that, Daniel?
No.
Oh, never mind. You might know the next one. General knowledge. What do the initials ET stand for in the film?
Daniel.
Daniel was in first. What does it stand for, Daniel?
Extraterrestrial.
Wait.
That's right.
I know what you meant. Did you know that Peter McDowell looks like E.T.? After a night out, I mean.
Only on a good day.
Yeah. Okay, question number three. Okay, you two, it's a potluck question. We need to know what are butterfly, breast and back types of.
Abby,
go ahead.
Swimmers.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, they are types of swimming strokes. Can you swim, Abby?
Yeah.
What's your favourite stroke?
Backstroke.
What about you, Daniel?
In Front Crawl.
Front Crawl, okay.
What's yours, Kev?
Vinegar.
Yeah, you're right, bang on the money. Let's move on now. 2 points to Abby, 1 point to Daniel. Abbreviations. What do the initials VIP stand for?
Daniel,
just in first.
Very important person.
Yes, yes. That's right.
Ooh, neck and neck.
Neck and neck now. Pressure's on. Oh, you can hear the nerves going here. You can hear the nerves going here.
Come on, Dan.
Right, here we go. It's a Disney question. How many dwarfs were there in Snow White?
Oh, dear.
Abby was
me.
Just in
she
first.
Was.
Go ahead, Abby.
Seven.
Yes, yes, that's right.
I actually crashed into the back of a car a couple of days ago. The traffic lights, a little dwarf got out. He said, I'm not happy. I said, well, which one are you then? Right, Daniel, who do you want to say hello to?
Everyone I know and in my class year three because I'm making my first Holy Communion.
Okay, well, good luck with that. And congratulations when you do make it. And have yourself a nice day, Daniel. And come back on and talk to us another day, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Bye, Daniel.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye, mate. Bye-bye.
Oh,
Abby, well done. You're coming back tomorrow for day five. Who do you want to say hello to?
I'd like to say hello to the Granddad Kev. I'm
Anna Brenda.
And all the kids at Lydia Primary School.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Have a good day today, Abby. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
New on
a story today in the news about an elephant in eastern India that sparked loads of complaints from motorists who accuse it of blocking traffic and refusing to allow vehicles to pass unless the drivers give it food. Mad, isn't it? Apparently the elephant, according to a resident, it stops the cars, then inserts its trunk into the vehicle. And isn't this called dogging?
Where does this happen?
Yeah. Is it eastern India or Otterspool?
You got the address?
Yes. Anyway, interesting elephant.
The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
Radio City Breakfast, good morning. It's Wednesday, May 30. Kev Seed and the crew getting seedy until 10 o'clock tonight. Sorry, 10 o'clock today.
Come on, eh?
You did this yesterday, you said we're until 7, now we're until 10.
What's wrong with me?
It's wishful thinking because you love our company so much.
That's right. I wish I could stay here with you till 10 o'clock tonight. I really do. Rossi's here at 10 o'clock this morning with the top 10 at 10, unfortunately.
I've seen his new T-shirt.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
We've seen his old keks. Just admitted that they're 5 years old.
I can't believe he can remember all that. I can't remember anything.
His T-shirt looks like he's borrowed it off Els Peter said his younger brother.
Oh, I like it. I think it suits him.
Well, he gave me a bit of grief a while ago, didn't he? Because something I was wearing, he calls me Westlife, right?
It was your sneakers.
Was it, yeah. I think it was my white suit when I was flying without wings one day. But he definitely looks like he's battling with the age thing today, doesn't he?
He does.
I mean, he stuck out his keks from 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And he's got his younger kid brother who's about two's T-shirt on. It says Tuesday on the front.
And his quiff's taking the knock as well this morning, which I told him about.
Nothing new there, though.
No.
Anyway, Darren on the M56 says, happy birthday to Rossi's keks. I've got a true story for you here. This is a story about a man who walks into a restaurant, picture the scene, with a full-grown ostrich behind him. And the waitress came up and says, can I have your order, please? The man says, yeah, can I have a cheeseburger, fries and Coke, please? And then turns to the ostrich and says, what's yours? And the ostrich says, well, I'll have the same. So a short time later, the waitress returns with the order. She says, that'll be £9.40, please. The man reaches into his pocket, pulls out the exact change for the payment, exact money in his pocket. Anyway, the next day, the man and the ostrich came in again. And the man says, can I have a cheeseburger, fries and a Coke as well, please? So the ostrich pipes up, yeah, I'll have the same if that's okay. And again, the man reaches into his pocket and pays with the exact money this time, again. So this becomes routine until the two enter again one day. The usual, asks the waitress. No, the fella said, it's Friday night. I think I'll have a steak. I'll have baked potato and some salad. And the ostrich pipes up, I'll have the same. So the waitress brings the order over and says, that'll be £32.62, please. Once again, the man pulls out the exact change out of his pocket and places it on the table.
That's uncanny.
It's just uncanny, you're right. Anyway, the waitress, she can't hold back her curiosity any longer. So, excuse me, sir. How the blooming hell do you manage to do that? How do you always come up with the exact change in your pocket every single time? Unbelievable. And I says, well, to be honest, several years ago, he says, let me tell you, I was cleaning the attic and found this old lamp. And I rubbed it, and a little genie popped out and offered me two wishes. Can you believe that? She said, oh, my God, I've heard of stories like this, but I've never met anyone who's actually it's happened to. She said, what did you wish for? She said, well, the first wish was that if I ever had to pay for anything, I'd just have to put my hand in my pocket and the right amount of money would always be there.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Fantastic, great, yeah. So she said, that's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. So most people would ask for like £1 million or something like that, but you're always going to be as rich as you want for as long as you live.
Exactly.
That's right, he says. He said, you know, whether it be a pint of milk or a Rolls Royce, the exact money is always there, says the man. So the waitress then says, okay, well, I understand that. So what's the score with the ostrich? Well, the man sighed and paused. He says, well, my second wish was a tall bird with a big arse and long legs and agrees with everything that I say. dream on, eh?
Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
Today, this day in 1994, Marcel Bick, he invented what?
The razor.
No.
Oh, the cracker?
No.
The pen.
Correct. He invented the ballpoint pen. It was this day in 1994 when he sadly died, I'm afraid. And I remember reading about this in the press at the time of the funeral, thinking, oh, what a really dignified funeral they gave the guy that invented the ballpoint pen. as a mark of respect, his body was shaken up and down a few times, rubbed against some paper, and then they threw it in the bin.
And now, the workplace challenge.
That's after someone had chewed the top of his head.
The Kev Seed Breakfast Show Podcast.
Now, I misplaced an email what came with this, but it's a school where the kids are all playing instruments, okay? They've all just started to learn to play instruments. If you're listening and you sent me this, then email me again so I can give you a little mention, but I've misplaced the email. Take a listen to this. The kids do really, really well. Just listen. Space Oddity.
Tune in to the Kev Seed Breakfast Show, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.